Redeemer. We're glad you're here. I had a heart attack coming up the aisle because I thought Jim was wrapping up, and I started up the aisle, and that chord kept going and kept going, and he added a few little extra flourishes in there, and it kept going, and I'm like, uh-oh, I'm going to get up there, and he's not going to be done. But anyway, welcome to all of you watching online. I'll remind those of you online that we will be having Holy Communion later in this service. You're invited to get your elements ready there at home to join with us. Following our worship service today, we do have our annual congregational meeting, and please just sit down, and we'll move to things as quickly as we can, get robes off and get back in here and get going. I'm hoping it's not going to take terribly long. We have the proposed spending plan to approve, and then the election of three council members, and you can see those listed in your serve as well. Don't forget, Vespers is Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Again, that is online only, but that's 7 o'clock on Wednesday. The flower chart is up in the hallway for next year. If you'd like to provide flowers, please sign up out there. Thank you for wearing your masks and sitting on the pews that are have the cushions down. We've had some struggles with that over the past few weeks. People sat on some pews where the cushions were up, and that does not allow for proper social distancing. So thank you for following that. And I want to remind you, because some of you have been doing something else that's a little bit not following our guidelines. Some of you, because it is so comfortable, just take your mask off right there and go through the entire communion line doing that. Well, that does nothing but expose all of us up here. So please come. When you come to me, I'll give you the bread. You step to the side, lower your mask or raise your mask to eat. Put it back on, and then go to the wine, step to the side, and lower your mask again to drink the wine. Does that make sense? So just as a reminder, thank you. And then I wanted to tell you briefly before I let Amanda get up here. What happened yesterday, on Friday, a few of us loaded our third truck in 6 weeks for Williamsburg County. Dan and I were actually a little concerned that perhaps we're saturating the market down there. You know, it's too much stuff for them to handle in that short a time. And so, and particularly since all three of these trucks were heavy with furniture, a lot of furniture that has come in. So Nan and I were on the way down. They had advertised their furniture giveaway would be at 11 o'clock. We arrived at 9 o'clock with the truck, and there were about 25 cars already lined up and had been there since 7. To get the thing. So the reason I'm telling you this story is, if you have donated, if you have helped load, and you've wondered, is this really making a difference? The answer is clear. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. You're making a difference in this community. Vicar Amanda.
So we also have some other opportunities to make a difference in the community that surrounds us. Right now, we have a sign-up genius website sign-up going for the Giving Tree. Because of the social distancing and all of those things, we thought it would be best to work that online. And so in the Go and Serve and in Pastor's Friday emails, you'll have a website link that you can go to. And I looked at it this morning, and already a third of the items have been signed up for. Isn't that pretty amazing? So
that is amazing, but I have a question.
What?
Do you have to be a genius to use sign up or whatever the genius thing?
No, even you.
If you do it, you're a genius.
Even you can use it, Pastor Gary.
Even I can use it.
Yep, even you can use it. But if you have questions about it, I am happy to help you. It is something that you want me to sign up for you, I can do that. If you have questions about the gifts themselves, you can talk to Becky Loss, and she'll be happy to help you with that portion of it. So the gifts are, we're asking for those to be back by December 13th. And those go to families that are part of Sharing God's Love, also some of our preschool families, and families that are right here in our community as well. The other thing, talking about Williamsburg, is because of all of the pandemic and social distancing and things, we are not able to have the Williamsburg Christmas party like we traditionally have had. But we are still going to make sure that there are items that go down for the kids for Christmas and things of that nature. So we don't have it set up yet, but we'll do it similar to the Giving Tree, of having online signups for gifts for those kiddos. So you can help in this community, and you can help in the Williamsburg community, and there's just all sorts of ways that this generous congregation can chip in. So that's all I have.
Okay.
All right.
So I guess if you're here today or you're online today, you're part of Worship Genius.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved. Amen. Holy One, we confess that we are not open to you. We are not faithful in using your gifts. We forget the least of those among us. We do not see your image in one another. We are infected by sin that divides your loved community. Open our hearts to your coming. Open our eyes to see you in our neighbor. Open our hands to serve your creation. Amen. Beloved, we are God's children, and through Jesus you are forgiven. Let us live in the promises prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's message this morning. Come in, all right. I see your pumpkin. I see your flowers. That's lovely. So I was wondering, have you ever sung the song, This Little Light of Mine? Have you sung that song before? Yeah, you have? All right, so do you put your finger up like this and pretend it's a candle? Yeah? All right, so if we said, This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You're not singing with me. Are you gonna sing with me? No? Okay. All right. Normally, if we could sing, I would invite the congregation to sing with me, but we're not supposed to sing. So, all right. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Very good. So, we have this light, and who gives us this light? Who do you think the light comes from? You don't know. Your grandmas? I bet your grandmas have told you about this light. I bet the grandmas have told you about this light. I bet your grandmas even sung the song with you, maybe. Yeah. All right. Well, let's sing another verse and see if we can figure out who gives us this light, okay? All right, so we're going to take our other hand and we're going to put it over it. And so we're going to say, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yeah, so when we have our light, that light comes from God. And God says that we can be light to the world. Yeah! Isn't that great? So all the kids at home and the parents that are watching at home, we can be light to the world, right? So when somebody says, oh, let's cover up our light. Oh, we don't want to cover up our light, do we? We don't want to cover up God's light. We want everybody to see. Because you know what the wonderful thing about light is? If we have lights like the candles that are lit, and things like that. When you hold one, are you the only one that can see that light? No. If we were holding a candle right here, who else would be able to see the light? Would I be the only one who could see it? No. Could you see it, Jordan? If we were pretending to hold a candle here, would you be able to see it, Charlotte? Yeah. Would everybody else be able to see that light? Yeah, they could. So Jesus asks us to share that light with other people. And thank you so much for singing that song with me this morning and talking about light. Can we say a prayer together? All right. So those that are watching at home, say a prayer with us. Dear God, thanks for being light. Thanks for asking us to be your light too. Help us every day to share with others. And all God's children said, amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm sorry, Pastor Greg. A reading from Amos. Alas, for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into a house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps, and as the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all of those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We don't really do this much nowadays, but there was a time in the past when tombstone inscriptions were something of an art. For example, in Ribbesford, England cemetery, you would find this: Anna Wallace. "The children of Israel wanted bread, and the Lord sent them manna. Old Clerk Wallace wanted a wife, and the devil sent him Anna." Or there's this one in a cemetery in Maryland: "Here lies an atheist, all dressed up and no place to go." But one of my favorites is found in a cemetery in England. It said, "Remember, man, as you walk by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, you soon will be. Prepare yourself and follow me." To which someone replied by writing on the tombstone, "To follow you, I'll not consent until I know which way you went." Our gospel lesson today seems to give us that same kind of either-or choice. Are we awake and ready for our Lord to come among us, or are we asleep? Now, I have to admit, I'm not a big fan of this gospel reading. As we encounter Jesus' story of 10 maidens, 5 of whom were ready and 5 of whom were not, the point seems to be prepared. And the problem is that there just doesn't seem to be much of anything else there. I mean, I guess it's good news that Jesus is coming back. But the truth of it is that most of us don't live daily with that at the forefront of our minds. And in that way, we have a lot more in common with those bridesmaids who were asleep and not with the ones who were awake. Many times we are Christians in name only, paying lip service to our faith and following it when it is convenient to do so, and forgetting all about it when it's not. Christ hasn't yet come back. And in the meantime, perhaps we've become drowsy Christians, accustomed to absence. It's time to wake up to God's presence among us already and always as we wait for Christ's return. It's time to wake up to the call to holy living, to justice, to mercy and compassion for the lowest and least and forgotten in our society. It's time to wake up to the fact that our faith is not something we can just keep in our pockets. Our faith should speak to and guide how we live, what we celebrate, and what we proclaim. But we've become too accustomed to absence, too drowsy and nonchalant about who we are and whose we are. Let's look at things a different way. Robbie Robbins was an Air Force pilot during the first Iraq War. After his 300th mission, he was surprised to be given permission to pull his crew together and immediately fly his plane home. They flew across the ocean to Massachusetts and then had a long drive to western Pennsylvania. They drove all night, and when his buddies dropped him off at his driveway just after sunup, there was a big banner across the garage. "Welcome home, Dad," it said. Well, how did they know? No one had called, and the crew themselves hadn't expected to leave so quickly. Robbins told the story. "When I walked into the house, the kids, about half dressed for school, screamed, 'Daddy.' And Susan came running down the hall. She looked terrific, hair fixed, makeup on, and a crisp yellow dress. 'How did you know?' I asked. 'I didn't,' she answered through tears of joy. 'Once we knew the war was over, we knew you'd be home one of these days. We knew you'd try to surprise us. So we were ready every day.'" We do wait for Christ to come, yes. But we need to remember, too, that we celebrate Christ's continual presence here in our hearts and here on the altar, here in our lives, every day, everywhere. Wake up. Find Christ present in you. Amen.
invite you to stand as you are able. Please join me in the creed in which we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of invitation, you invite each of us to marvel in the love, grace, and mercy you pour out for all of creation. Guide us to extend that invitation to others as well. Help us to reach out to those around us. Lord, in your mercy. God of service, you became flesh and lived among us as a servant leader. Through Jesus, you showed us directly how to care for one another. Stir in us appreciation for those who serve among us, frontline workers, medical staff, emergency responders, military personnel, and veterans. Lord, in your mercy. God of encouragement, you love us during each season of our lives. You walk alongside us as we live, work, and experience the world. Work in all people in leadership currently and in the future to make transitions, decisions, and laws that reflect the love, grace, and mercy you show us through the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. God of mystery and wonder, you speak to us through Scripture, your living word. The Holy Spirit is constantly moving in our hearts. Give us the wisdom to study your word, to listen to your prophets from long ago and among us today, and to dance with the Spirit leading. Lord, in your mercy. God, worthy of our worship, you are mightier than any force imaginable, and at the same time, you are more gentle than we can ever be. We worship you, our God, who is worthy of all praise and thanksgiving. We give all glory and honor that we can possibly muster. Lord, in your mercy. God, great listener, you hear our prayers and always listen to our hearts. You know our needs before we can even articulate them. Help us come to you in prayer. Open our hearts to your love. Open our ears to listen. Today we come with prayers on our lips and lift them to you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of abundance, you are the maker of all things and the bestower of all blessings. As pieces of your continued creation, you grant us spiritual gifts to use in the world. Help us to see those gifts in ourselves and in others. Give us the courage to use them to share your love, grace, and mercy with all people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. both sides. Or me. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in this simple meal, you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.